Log Talk Radio. Praise the Lord. We do apologize. We've had just a couple of technical difficulties on today, but it's nothing that we're not going to be able to make it through. So, Prophetess Jenkins, are you with us right now?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord.
Wonderful. And again, we do apologize because, you know, whenever the Lord is wanting to move and wanting to release something great to his people, you know, we can always see where the enemy wants to try and come in and stop that from happening. But however, we are fighters and we are continuously going forward in the things of God. And so, Prophetess Jenkins, we're going to start this all over. First of all, let me just say I'm so thankful to God for being here on today. So thankful to God for everything that he's done for me, in me, and through me. Woman of God, I'm going to step back as we normally do, and I want to give you an opportunity to give you a shout-out. Go right ahead.
Oh, hello, everyone. Hello. Again, we greet you today on this wonderful, marvelous day in the month of April. I just thank God for my Savior, my Lord. I thank God for the past weekend. We celebrate Resurrection Day of our Lord Jesus Christ, and I thank God for that opportunity. Giving a shout-out to my pastors, Bishop Harold, and Senior Pastor Clara Antoine here in New Iberia, Louisiana, thanking God for them, thanking God for the church family, thanking God for the past weekend, how we had a marvelous time of celebration in the Lord, thanking God for the woman of God, Prophetess Tanothia Barker. I thank God for the woman of God that diligently and faithfully do what God has called her to do. As we sit together and come to you each week, I thank God for that. I thank God for my family. I thank God for the church, how God moved, how God is doing marvelous and miraculous miracles in our life and in the life of the saints. I thank God for you, woman of God, again. Praise the Lord. Thank God for your listeners. Thank God that you're tuning in again to hear something from the Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. I just want to thank God. You know, woman of God, I just thank God for hearing your voice. I thank God for knowing that all is well. And I thank God for the Lord sustaining you and blessing you and keeping you. As well, the Lord keeping everyone over there in New Iberia, Louisiana. Thank God for you, woman of God, Pastor Clara. Thank God for you, Bishop Harold Antoine. And I want you all to know that we are consistently still praying for you and believing God that he is doing exactly what he said he was going to do for you and strengthening you in this time and in this hour that you're in. And so, woman of God, again, as I stated before, I'm really excited about our show on today. Have you had an opportunity, Prophetess Jenkins, to read our virtue values on today?
Yes, I have.
Wonderful, woman of God. Why don't you just share a little bit with us before we go deeper into our show and get to talking about this wonderful power of God? Tell us a little bit about what you got from those virtue values.
The verse is this. Acts 4:33 is a power verse, but the power working of God, and God has worked powerfully in our life over many times, and that was a power virtue word that you gave for this week, and it's something that we need to think of, you know, ponder on, and know that we have the power inside of us to do great things and to cause things, turn things completely around. What the world and what the enemy might say happens, we can turn it around by the power of God, because we can speak to those things as be not as they as though they were. They need to be, because we have that power dwelling on the inside of us. I thank God for you, woman of God, that the power that God used to transform your life and your powerful testimony that you have to share with all the people over all the world. People need to hear what God has done in your life. Because there's nothing short of a miraculous miracle. Hallelujah.
And, you know, woman of God, this past week, I've just been so amped on the things of God and so excited about the miracles of God. I had an incident that I ran into a lady that I was familiar with. I don't know her name, but I've seen her on many occasions. And she was walking on a cane. And so immediately when I saw her walking on the cane, the compassionate side of me became awakened, and I began to ask her what was going on, why was she on the cane, and she began to share with me that she was walking on the cane because her hip was going out, and she was probably going to need to go into the hospital and get some work done on her hip. and immediately with the compassion that is within me, plus the power of God that works through me, I immediately wanted to pray for her. So I began to say, okay, well, if you like, you know, we can pray right now. And the sister said, no. We don't need to pray. And I began to ask her, I said, well, why don't we need to pray? She said, because I can't be healed. I said, why can't you be healed? She said, because Jesus is no longer healing right now. I said, well, who told you that Jesus was no longer healing? I said, who is it that told you that? And I began to share with her, just as I put in the virtue values, how the Lord healed my body and how the Lord completely turned my diagnosis from a negative diagnosis into a positive diagnosis. And I began to tell her that whoever it was that told her that Jesus is not healing, that person is a liar, and that word came straight to her from the pits of hell. And when the woman began to look at me, I began to share with her certain scriptures in the Bible where God begins to tell us through the word of God that God is a healer, that Jesus hung and bled and died on the cross for our healing. And on this past week, we celebrated Resurrection Sunday. That day, the reason why we celebrate resurrection is because the word of God tells us that when Jesus got up from the tomb after 3 days, that he didn't just get up, that he got up with all power. Everything that needs to be conquered on this earth, Jesus got up and he had that power. Well, the same Jesus that got up on the third day that possesses that type of power is the same Jesus that we receive once we go further into Romans 10 and 9 and we confess that we accept the Lord as our personal Savior. We then receive that same Jesus that holds that same power. We accept that in our life. In Luke 9 and 1 tells us that the Bible says that Jesus is God has given us power over all demons and over disease. And not only that, but not only did he just give us the power over those things, but then again, we look at the scripture that we even shared on today, Acts 4:33. It says that they had all power. The apostles walked in power, and the apostles were able to give witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're going to be talking about on our show today, because people of God, there are many of times, and we talked about this a little bit on last week, many of us can say a whole lot of stuff, but what witnesses is the testimony that Jesus is who he says he is. Whether he's doing that in you, through you, by you, or for you, something about you should be witnessing that Jesus is who he says he is. Amen, Prophet Jenkins?
Amen.
And so one of the things that we're going to do on today is, first of all, before I go any further, allow me to give a wonderful shout-out to my church home, which is the Harvest Time Church family. And I want to send a great big hug and a kiss to all of them. Send my love to Bishop Shelton Beatty, the Harvest Time Church family, and all of those within the surrounding areas. We want you to know that we love you, care about you. Thank God for my family. Thank God for all of our listeners and for everyone that decides to tune into this show every week, every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, just so that you can receive your blessing. And again, for those of you that are listening that may not have an opportunity to always call in or anything like that, we have now placed the link right there on our site. If you were to go to the tbministries.net site, you are able to click on the link that says that you can then listen to the show live. Once you press that link, you're able to come on, and when you come on, you can hear this show live, and you'll be able to give your comments. You'll be able to join in with us and just enjoy the radio show. So, Prophet Jenkins, we're going to be going further into the show. But as we go any further, one of the things that I'd like you to do while I am about to pull on our guest that we have with us on today, I want you just to share just a little bit with the audience about the miracle working power of God in your life. Go right ahead.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, the Bible tells us that in Psalm 68:34-35, he told us to proclaim the power of God. And 35 talks about the God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. So he already made that statement that he's given us the power to declare and decree some things in our life. And I can imagine, and I can just witness what God has have done in my life, the power and the miraculous healing power that he's placed in my life. I thank God today for me being a 64-year-old woman, and years ago the doctor told me I had lupus. But I tell you, every morning I get up, I am feeling no side effects, no nothing of lupus. I'm able to do everything I need to do by the power of God that's invested in me. And I thank God that I've decreed and declared some things, and one of them is healing, that my body is healed according to the word of God. We celebrate Resurrection Sunday, and we all know that God, when he died and he rose again, he went to hell and snatched back all the keys from Satan. And one of the keys was healing. If you believe in God for healing, you can rightfully do that, because it's one of the keys that God took back. And he said, by his stripes we were healed. It's already been done. You don't have to pay anything for it. You don't have to worry and think about it. You might receive it. You will receive it, because it's one of his promises. He promised us that we will be healed according to the stripes that he took on his back. So I thank God for this past weekend. I thank God for his power that moves inside of us. Just another brief testimony. I don't know, some of you might have heard the testimony, but I just want to refresh your mind a little bit about how God miraculously saved my son, who had been on drugs and been to prison and did a whole lot of things in his life that really hindered him from doing the things of God. But I'm telling you, the power of God moves when we obey him. And I decided one Sunday just to sow a seed, and I placed a seed on the altar. And I said, Lord, this is for him, my son, his resurrection, the power that you placed in him, the word that he sat under and heard the word repeatedly, religiously he heard the word. And Father, I command that word to come alive in him. And I'm telling you today, listeners, that son of 38 years old has given his life totally to the Lord, totally set free, doesn't drink, doesn't do drugs anymore. And that is the working, the power working of God.
Yes.
The ability that God, that he gives us. So I thank God for the power today. We're going to talk about some good same things today about the working power of God. And the woman of God have a powerful testimony. We all have testimony, but we see God working powerfully in our life. You know, it's supernatural, because it's something you can't do yourself. Something you can't do, and you can't do it. You begin to run. God show forth his supernatural power. Amen.
Not his stupid.
Jesus. Glory to God. Well, I tell you what, I am just grateful to what everything that you said, everything that you're doing, everything that God has done for you, and everything that God is doing for you. And I'm just grateful to God for everything that you said, because it is so enlightening. Because many times, you know, I am a true witness that sowing a seed is what brings about a harvest. And I think that sometimes one of the things that we really are not clear with, sometimes I think that we that when we sow the seed. I think we one of our guests. I think our guests that we have. I think we can hear you just a little bit, but hang on for me just a moment. But I think that one of the times that when we are sowing those seeds, sometimes we often look at it as we're sowing a seed, and the seed is just money. But it's not just about the money, because it's the harvest that we're going to get as a result of the seed that we have sown. And so I think that was a beautiful testimony that you've sown, because, you know, again, when you sow the seed, you have every right to decree and to declare a harvest. And that brings me, woman of God, to the testimony that we're going to be sharing today. And so for those of you that are joining in with us, want you to know that we had an awesome opportunity on last week. I shared with you that we were in prayer. We were having prayer for Mother Property Solietti. And I know that before we left, Property Jenkins shared with everyone that I wanted us all to be praying for Property Gaddy. And so today I come back, Property Jenkins, because the Lord has indeed worked a miracle. And with us today, we don't have just somebody that they think that they know about the miracle. We don't have somebody that heard about the miracle. Well, who we have with us on today is Property Gaddy's husband. We have Bishop Lee Gaddy that's on with us on today. And Bishop Gaddy was right there with Mother Gaddy at the hospital. I was able to go up there, and he's going to be able to share more about this testimony, but we have seen God literally do a miracle right before our very eyes. And I'm just so excited. I wanted to share this testimony with the world. Bishop Gaddy, are you with us on today?
Oh, yes, I'm right here. Praise God.
Praise
the Lord.
The,
he did such a miracle through our
mind. Yes.
You were there, and we were all praying, earth is praying, and you got some boldness in you and say you decree and you declare that mother is going to be released and she's going to be at earth on Sunday, which was Easter. And we was believing God right along with you. And that day when I went up there to pick up, I went down to the office, and the doctor was down there, and they was going to put a shunt in to start her on dialysis. But God showed up. And the doctor himself said he didn't understand why. That he said she was a difficult person because he, a complicated person because everything wasn't lining up. And I'm telling you, they let her go home. He told her, I'm going to let you go. But mother's here, and I want her to give her testimony because God reversed that decision. Come on, mother.
Yes. Yes, yes,
God
yes.
God bless you today.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes.
God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Yes.
My
yes.
God, it is gone out.
Yes.
And you decreed and declared the prayers of the saints. Amen. God
yes.
reversed the situation. And now
my
here
God.
At home. Amen. Feeling good and moving forth in the Lord.
Yes.
That you decreed, God brought it to pass.
Yes.
In the name of
Jesus. Amen.
I thank God. And I thank God for the saints. And for those
yes.
of you that don't believe that prayer changes things.
Faith.
My
yes.
God. My God.
Yes.
Faith is the key to the kingdom. Prayer is the key to the kingdom. And faith
yes.
unlocks the my God.
Yes.
We just thank God for you, prophetess, because since God sent you to us, everything that you have spoken in the house, God has brought it to pass. He said this is
praise
the sign
God.
Of the true prophet.
Yet what they speak.
Is what they speak. We are from the past.
Yes.
And we glorify
my
God on your behalf. And want to
yes.
say that
yes.
we are certainly in John. We listened to the testimony before from the woman of God. And we know what God can do. Only believe.
Yes.
Nothing is impossible.
That's good.
If we only
yes.
believe in Jesus.
Yes.
God bless you.
Amen. Mighty God. You know what? I'm celebrating God for this testimony on today. But one other thing I want to celebrate God for, we're going to talk more about this testimony, but either Bishop or Mother, I want one of you all to let our listeners know about the book that Mother has just written and how the book has been released so that individuals can know that if they need a good read and a good testimony, that this
yes.
woman has written a testimony that will blow your mind. Go right ahead, Bishop Gaddy.
Yeah, the title of it is From There to Here. We've been in Houston for 30 years and 7 months, and we didn't come here on our own, but the Lord sent us here. And I want to let the people know there's going to be a great move of God. I'm not talking about next year. It's going to happen this year. Signs and wonders and miracles that God is going to unleash in Houston, Texas.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, God has already started moving already within the house. From one side of our church to the other, we've had people with 4-stage cancers healed. We've had blinded eyes open. We've had people crippled walking. And I'm telling you, we are doing the work that Jesus did. But I'm telling you, when you get this book and the book is available, and those that come by the church, and you can come for prayer because we got some prayer warriors in the house. My God.
Yes. Yes.
It was an Abrahamic journey from there to here. And everybody got a soul. But God has caused mother to put it in print. And I'm saying when you read that, it will bless your life.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. And so for those of you that are not familiar with Bishop Lee Gaddy and Prophet Gloria Gaddy, not Gloria, I have Gloria Jenkins, but Mother Pearlie Gaddy, they are at the New Jerusalem Whole Truth Church. And at the New Jerusalem Whole Truth Church is where they pastor. And so I just want to let you all know that if at any time you are interested in going over to visit them just to get a word from the Lord or whatever, feel free to do so. Let me just share a little bit more about this testimony so that everyone can get a clear understanding. Bishop and Prophetess Gaddy, they have now released the line. But let me share with you, Mother Gaddy was in the hospital for almost 3 weeks. And for those of you that have heard my testimony, I have 4 weeks of being hospitalized due for brain surgery. This woman of God was placed in the hospital for about 3 weeks, almost 3 weeks, due to her potassium levels being too high. At about the second week that she was placed into the hospital, I was made aware of her hospitalization, and I went to the hospital. When I got to the hospital, Prophetess Jenkins, I went in, and we were able to just enlighten her spirit and just pray with her and give God praise for her advanced healing. And I said to her that day that I was believing God that within a few days before the end of the week, she was going to be out of the hospital and that she was going to be at church on Sunday. And I told her that the only way that she was going to be going back is if she was going back to visit someone. So, woman of God, that was on one day. We left the hospital. The next day, the doctors came into her room and gave her a very grim diagnosis, said to her that they were going to have to take her into surgery and that they would have to go from surgery to her having to have dialysis. Okay, so from there, I got another telephone call to let me know what the doctors had said after I had already gone up here to the hospital and let her know what I felt in my spirit. So once I got the phone call of what the doctor said, I made my way back to the hospital, and I said to Mother Gaddy that I was not backing down from what I know God said, that I was not going to release my faith, but that I was going to stand on the word of God and believe God that she'll be out of there in a few days and that she would not have all of these things that they were saying that she was going to have done. I was just trusting and believing God. So, woman of God, as I continue just to trust God and believe God for and with the woman of God, the very next day that she was supposed to have the surgery, the procedure was supposed to be done, I received a phone call at 8 o'clock that morning that the doctors had come into the room. They did the additional tests that needed to be done before they were to perform surgery. Once they did the test, all of her levels were normal. Everything had gone back to where it needed to be, and they said that they would not have to do anything for the exception of if she wanted them to. So at that point, Prophetess Gaddy told them no, she did not want them to cut her. And then on top of that, not only did they come back and give her an option of whether or not she wanted to have these procedures done, they then came back and released her from the hospital. So the very word that was spoken that she would be at church on Sunday and that none of these things would be done, that word came to pass. On top of that, I was asked to come to the church to minister instead for Bishop because Bishop had a lot going on this past week. They had a member that had gone home to be with the Lord, and the first lady was in hospitalized, so he was tired. So I went ahead and I went to minister in his stead. And one of the things that I did, woman of God, and God is such an awesome God. The Lord had me to ask two people to sow a seed on the behalf of Mother Gaddy. And those two people came and they sowed the amount that the Lord had asked them to sow, which was $50 each, five being the number of grace. And as those two people came running to give the money. They both said that the Lord had already spoken to them and told them to give that particular amount. As they came, they planted the seed. I decreed and declared that mother is going to be out of that hospital and that she will be at church on Sunday. And woman of God, I stood my ground and I said, not dare any enemy to come and knock this word down, because we believe in God for a complete and total turnaround. Not only did they not do surgery, not only did all of her levels come back in line, but when they released her from the hospital before she went home, the doctor said to her, you are a very complicated woman. They said everything that we thought was one way overnight turned around, and it was a totally different way. So when I begin to talk about supernatural power, people, I want you to know that I'm not just saying something. I'm not just talking out the side of my neck, but I'm saying what I believe to be true. God is a miracle worker. Luke 9:1 says that God has given us all power over all disease and over all demonic forces. And when Jesus rose from the dead, when he came from that tomb after 3 days, the Bible says all power in heaven and in earth was put into his hands. So if we have that same Jesus dwelling on the inside of us, and we are walking with that type of power, that type of authority, people of God, we have the right. We are not out of line for commanding our bodies to line up. We are not walking in arrogance when we refuse to take sickness, when we refuse to take the doctor's word, when we refuse to take the negative word and say that that's all it is to it. I don't know about you, but the word of God lives in me. I don't know about you, but the word of God is walking in me. The word of God is talking through me, and the power of God is flowing in my life. And just as we decreed and declared over Mother Gaddy's life, many of you have heard my testimony, how I've been decreeing and declaring over my own foot that I'm not even supposed to be on. I'm supposed to be having surgery and all that according to the doctors. But I said, not so. And glory be to God, I'm walking. I'm in my shoes, and I'm going on and doing the work of the Lord. So I'm giving God praise, and I'm giving God glory. Now, I'm going to look here because I'm in the studio here, and it shows that we have some callers on. Now, people of God, if you want to add anything to the conversation, I want you to know that you can do so. So we have a caller with the area code of 214. If you want to say something, I want to give you the liberty to go right ahead. Caller, would you like to say anything? Okay, I guess not. Well, we'll go to the next one. I have someone else on the line that is calling from a 281 area code, 723 number. Would you like to add anything to the conversation on today?
I just want to make this statement here. We're going up with the tent over on, we're going to put up the tent next this week over on Homestead. And you're talking about miracles. We're looking for God to do some awesome things. So God did a miracle a few years ago. A pastor at St. John Missionary Baptist Church off of Amboy had never met the man, went over to his church, and the Lord told me to pray for him. He was bowed over like the woman was bowed over for 18 years, and I didn't know he had had a liver transplant. And the Lord told me to pray for him. And I went over there that morning, and when I prayed for him, the power of God fell in that church. And the Lord spoke to me and said, embrace him. And I caught him around his waist and pulled him upright. And the power fell again. And I'm telling you, he's walking upright today. And he's right here in Houston. My God. And so I want you to know, you come expecting God to work a miracle, because he's a miracle-working God in this unbelieving world.
Yes. Yes, and for those of you that are just tuning in, that is Bishop Lee Gaddy that is just speaking, and he is the pastor of the New Jerusalem Whole Truth Church, and as he stated earlier, he is now in the process of getting ready to place a big top tent up here in the city of Houston, Texas. You've heard the testimonies. You've heard what God is able to do. Many times you've heard people have called them. We've been on this radio now for 2 years. You've heard many testimonies of how I've traveled and I've spoken the word to this one and to that one. And we've seen this release and we've seen that release. I've shared with you testimonies how God moved in my own life, how I prophesied to my own self. So let me tell you, these miracles will be had under this tent. We're going to be giving you more information about when the tent is going up. We're going to give you the address of where the tent is going to be. And for those of you that want to come and receive a miracle, you want to come, whether you receive that miracle in book form, whether you receive that miracle as a touch from the Lord, if you receive that miracle from the preach word, from the prophetic word, however, we're going to be giving you more information about that. And I'm going to let you know when I'm going to be under that tent. We're going to have Bishop back on, and he's going to let you know about others that are going to be under that tent. And I am looking forward to God coming down for the presence of God, the Shekinah glory, falling under that tent, and people being blessed, lives being changed, bodies being healed. I'm telling you, I just believe God, Bishop. There's no other way. I just believe God. If he said he can do it, I believe that he can do it, and I'm looking forward to God just doing what he said he was going to do. Now, Bishop, on Sunday, when Prophetess Getty walked in that church, after that prophetic word had gone forth, share with us what happened. Tell us about the explosion that occurred at New Jerusalem on Sunday when Mother Getty walked in that place.
We tried to get them settled down, but they were so excited about what had happened because everything was pointing in the direction that she was going to be in surgery and that she was going to have dialysis, but God reversed that thing and turned it around. And the more we tried to calm them down, the more they shouted. They danced, they run, they shouted. And when God was be quiet, he said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he's redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The sickness and diseases come to the devil. My God, but he said, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. So it's a continuous process. And so we have to keep believing God in spite of everything that's going on. My God.
And you know, the thing I love about God is that he is not, you know, I've shared this before, Bishop, God, he's my father, and he's not a deadbeat dad. You know that? If he tells us that he's going to do something, he does it. If he says that he's our healer, all we got to do is believe him.
That's it.
If he says he's going to work a miracle in our life, all we've got to do is believe him.
That's it.
And he comes right around and does just what he said he's going to do. So I'm just so excited. I'm telling you, Bishop, one other thing that I want us to talk about, because even on this upcoming Friday night, there's going to be a power pack service right there at the New Jerusalem Whole Truth Church. And let me start this off. I had an opportunity. I shared with the listeners. I had an opportunity a couple of weeks ago to go outside of the city of Houston. I was invited to a prayer, I guess I want to just say a prayer revival. And I was invited, and I went, and it was one of the best decisions I could have made in my life. And when I went, there was a woman there. And this woman was so anointed. This woman was flowing in the power of God. I left that place, Bishop, delivered. I left that place set free. I left that place needing exactly what I went there for. And people of God, Bishop Getty is going to have the woman at his church this Friday night. Go right ahead, Bishop Getty.
Well, I talked to Sister Stone, and we're getting it set up. I want to know what date and time the young lady going to be able to be with us. I got Sister Stone on the line now.
She is, yes.
She's going to be with us Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you miss it, you're going to miss a treat. Let me tell you something. People spend all kinds of money, goes to the doctors and can't get nothing done for them. And sometimes just being in the presence of the Lord, one touch and one word, and God can set you free.
Yes. And I'm a living witness. I was there. I was in the service. I went to her prayer meeting. And like I told you all a couple of weeks ago, I think many of you have heard the testimony when I went and I shared with you that there was a sister in the service that she had a demonic spirit in her, and I was invited to come up to the altar to pray for the young woman and was able to pray, and that sister left free. That was the service that I was in. And so this woman is going to be here in the city at the New Jerusalem Whole Truth Church. And listen, whatever it is that you need, I'm really hoping that you as our listeners, that you really understand that many times, you know, it's okay to travel to the large, big, gigantic conferences. I am for all of that. I love it. But let me tell you, when you're in the city of Houston and you have something that is coming to bless your soul right there, next to you, right next door, make sure you take advantage of it. She's not from here. She's not here with us, but I praise the Lord. Bishop was able to get the right connections to have her here with us. And let me tell you, I want to invite you all to come out to New Jerusalem. New Jerusalem is located at 6524 Bender Road in Humble, Texas, 77396. That is 6524 Bender Road, Humble, Texas, 77396. We're going to be starting service at 7:30. Is that right, Bishop?
That's correct. Let me do one thing better. If you're coming up 59, you take the Greens Road exit. And the first street you get to will be Bender, B-E-N-D-E-R. Turn right on Bender, go three blocks to church, sit right there on the left-hand side. You can see the church from the freeway. They don't know that's a church, but you can see it from the freeway. So it's not hard to access. And I guarantee you, you will not go back the same way you came because God is moving.
I guarantee you won't. I am just on board with what Bishop said a moment ago. Many times we are suffering with things. There are many times you may not need anyone to touch you. You might not need a word. You just need to be in the presence of the Lord.
Just be in the
Come
building.
And just be. Yes, be in the presence of the Most High God. Bishop, when I went to share in service with this particular lady, she was such a blessing that when I went in, the glory of God was so thick in the place that literally I was just pushed down to my knees by the presence of God. And everyone in the place, we just began to kneel in the glory of God, in the presence of God, and just receive of Him. And so I'm just telling you, if you are around anywhere, Humble, Houston, Atascocita, Conroe, come out. Let me tell you, and be blessed, because you're not going to leave the same way you came. Bishop, is there anything else that you want to tell the listeners on today?
One of the most important things, I remember when we met you a few years ago, and when you were giving your testimony, we was very excited about what we were hearing. But at the time, I was thinking you were talking about something that happened years ago. When you came to us, you couldn't talk because your vocal cords had been cut and you were in the midst of God healing you. And I thought it was something that happened a long time ago and didn't realize it was 4 months. It blew me out the water. See, God, you were blinded in one eye. God, He restored that. They said you was going to be a vegetable. You was up moving around. And I was just so enthralled. And you have ministered at our church, and you have spoken things that was going to happen, and they happened exactly as you said that they were going to happen. But God stayed with us. He blessed us through every trial and every test that have come our way. He said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but God would deliver. And I'm glad that He had a woman of God in town with a word in her mouth for the body of Christ. Somebody say amen.
My God. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I thank God. I'm telling you, you guys have been such an inspiration to me, such a blessing to my life. And I shared this testimony with someone. It was many, 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 many years ago. I went to a church a long time ago. I believe it was called Greater New Grove Baptist Church. And at the time, the pastor was Pastor Paul Jones, and he's since gone home to be with the Lord. And I remember we used to have these things called midnight musicals. And I went to this midnight musical this particular night, and as I was standing at my seat, there was a woman sitting behind me, and she tapped me on my shoulder. I didn't know the woman, and she didn't know me. And when she tapped me on my shoulder, she didn't allow me to turn around. And she whispered in my ear, and she said, "Young lady, God says you're going to be a powerful woman of God one day." And she told me, "Keep on walking with God, because God is going to use you in a mighty way." Do you know, years passed, I turned around, gave the woman a hug, years passed, many years after that, and there I was at the New Jerusalem Whole Truth Church, and that woman that touched me on my shoulders that day was none other than Prophetess Pearly Gaddy. And that woman ministered into my life. I was about 15 years old at the time. Now here I am, and God has been blessed. I've traveled so many different places. I have my calendar is getting back full for the remainder of the year, going and going. And that woman many years ago spoke into my life, and God turned around and blessed me to be able to speak right back into her life. Now, you know, God is so real. God is so real. She ministered a word of encouragement to me. I was about 15, and the Lord blessed me to go right back to the New Jerusalem Whole Truth Church. And all these years later, I stood in the gap and refused to back down and believe God that God was going to bless her and heal her, along with the many saints of God at the New Jerusalem Whole Truth Church that were praying as well. But I give God praise. We stood and would not back down. And I give God the glory and I give God the praise that today she is walking in her healing. She is not in that hospital. And I'm believing God, decreeing as I did before, she will not go back. And I'm just thanking God that she is out. She is well. Her numbers are where they need to be. Her body is functioning where it's supposed to function. And she is yet and still walking, talking, and preaching the word of God. And so, Bishop, I love you. I love Mother Gaddy. And I'm just so grateful to God for you all receiving me, for you all just allowing God to speak to you through me, and for you being able to recognize the glory of God that is on my life. I thank you. And I appreciate you, and I love you so much.
Thank you, Lord. Love. I want you to know this before we go. Houston is a multinational, multicultural city, a state. God has so ordained that a Pentecostal experience is coming to this city. All you got to do is just keep listening. You see God move in a mighty way, amen, here in Houston, just like he did on Azusa Street, just like he did on the day of Pentecost. Amen. He's going to move in such a mighty way. People are going to be coming to Houston from all over the country when they see what God is doing here in this city. And I thank God because he has brought us forth for such a time as this. My God. And it's not the hand of one woman, but it's for the body of Christ. Those that are sanctified, those with the Holy Ghost, God is going to use in this hour.
My God, you said a mouthful when you started talking about, because, you know, many times, you know, we have one of the things I often laugh about, sometimes we have this New Day religion where we don't want to talk about being saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. But regardless of how we, you know, it's real, and that's what we need. You know, there are many times we don't want to go back to the way things used to be, but there are some things that we were taught, Bishop, because I was in Kojic for many years, and there are some things now, I'm not a proponent to say that I'm not going to not wear my pants or not wear my makeup or I can't get my hair done or my nails polished. I don't do that type of religious stuff, but when it comes down to the real meat of God's word, there are some things that we were taught coming up that we need to hold on to. We need to hold on to it because it's those things that have made many of us the men and the women of God that we are today. Many of us, and I know I don't speak just by myself, many of those things I was taught as a young girl is the reason why I have such a stand for God that I have right now is because of what I was taught. So being saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and look, that was a mighty burning fire. And so I just give God praise. I give him praise that it may sound old folks sometimes, but I praise God that it is what it is, because we have many of us that's exactly what we need. We need to be saved, sanctified. We need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, and we need it with a mighty burning fire. We need it. We've had so many times in churches we have replaced the Holy Ghost with something else. You know, we replace sanctification with how you look. You know, because many times people can look good on the outside but be messed up on the inside.
We replace
having the real power of God to saying, if you know how to speak in a tongue. You know, we have people now that teach you how to speak in tongues. If you know how to move your tongue fast enough, then you feel with the Holy Ghost. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that the how do you know you feel with the Holy Ghost is because it's backed up with power. The apostles had power, and the power that they walked in is what witnessed to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And many of us, we have a tongue, but we don't have no power. We know how to dress good, but we're not walking in power. We know how to drive good and live good and eat good, but we ain't got no power. A whole bunch of us know how to speak in tongues that sound good, but we ain't got no power. So, Bishop, I'm with the old school. We got to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and that with a mighty burning fire. That's what's going to drive our demons. That's what's going to cause us to live right. That's what's going to cause us to be a witness for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I get on fire. I get on fire when I start talking about stuff like that, Bishop. Ooh, glory to God. Prophetess Jenkins, before we leave there, is there anything else that you want to add? Prophetess Jenkins?
I'm here. I enjoyed the testimony. I thank God for the man of God and his wife, how God miraculously healed him. I look forward to visiting Houston in the near future, and would love to step into his church.
Thank God for you, man of God.
I thank God for the message. I thank God for your testimony, what God is doing in the city, and what God is doing in the state of Louisiana. God is moving, and he's moving by his spirit. Great things that's going to take place in this nation, in different places. The Bible says, if we can believe it, we can receive it. The Bible says, we have not because we ask not. If you don't expect nothing from God, guess what? From nothing, you leave nothing.
That's right.
We have to believe God for great things to happen and for the power of God to move in the midst of the man of God church. There has to have been some praying. There was some praying going on over there.
Yes, ma'am.
Before that conference started, there was some praying going on over there. But God said to tell you, man of God, and I have never met you a day in my life, but I know the gift of prophecy flows through me and the woman of God. But I want you to know, I've never met you, but I want you to know that God said your latter will be greater than your former.
My God.
God said you begin to think about a thing, and God said it will manifest itself.
Glory to God.
He's ready for God to do some great things because you have been obedient. Glory to God. You have not compromised my word, he said.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have not compromised the word of God. And because of that, he's going to bless you. Your latter will be greater than your former. The things that was in the past no longer exist.
Thank you, God.
You got to say, look for a brighter future, greater things, abundance, say God. Abundance of money. God said, tell him money coming to him.
Wow.
In the name of Jesus.
How
wonderful.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Well, I tell you what, I every time we come on the air, I look forward to having some church. And I'm just giving God glory. I'm giving God praise. And listen, people of God, we're getting ready to go. But I again want to encourage you to visit the tbministries.net site. You're able to get copies of our books. We have The Power of Me that has been released, and we also have The Journey that's on there that you can get a copy of that. And listen, by the end of this week, we are back on track. We're going to have the rest of our books that's going to be coming out to you. We have our Prophetic Prayer Journal. We have Massive, which is our prophetic word for the year of 2015. And then we also have our testimony of what God brought us through. And so I just want to encourage you all, remember, keep us in your prayers. For those of you that are interested in sowing a seed into the ministry, seeing the work of God go forth, our P.O. box is P.O. box 68031. Let me go back and look at it again. Woman of God, give me that P.O. box. I normally allow you to say it because I don't want to mess it up. You right there? I believe it's 0812. is what our P.O. Box is, and that's in Houston, Texas. And that is Houston, Texas, 77268 is what that is. So, again, if you decide that you do want to sow a seed into the ministry, you can just go hit our P.O. Box, and that's going to be P.O. Box 680812, Houston, Texas, and that's 77268. So we're going to get ready to go out the air, but, again, I want to encourage you to join over at the New Jerusalem Whole Truth Church on this Friday night at 7:30 p.m. at 6524 Bender Road, Humble, Texas, 77396. On this Wednesday, we're going to be having a wonderful and a power-packed Bible study at the Harvest Time Church. You can join us there, and that's 1770 Imperial Valley Drive in Houston, Texas, 77060. That's Bishop Shelton Beatty. For those of you that are in Louisiana and you're looking for somewhere where you can worship and receive a word from the Lord, Prophetess Jenkins, you go right ahead.
Our address is 321 Halpin, H-A-L-P-H-E-N Street in Newberry, Louisiana. And the pastors there are Bishop Harold Entwine and his wife, the senior pastor, Clara Entwine, at Glory Victory Full Gospel Church. Come and join us. We have a marvelous time. We let the Spirit of God move the way he want to move. He operates fully by the power of God. And I thank God for that. If you have any needs, you have any prayer needs, feel free to call. My number is 214-207-0277 here in Newberry, Louisiana. God bless you all.
God bless you, and God bless everyone there at the Glory Victory Full Gospel Church. We love you, and we look forward to being with you real soon. So to all of our listeners, we love you. And, again, we're going to be back with you on next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. I know it seems like the time goes, it just flies by when you're having fun, but we have actually been on here for an hour now, and we're just giving God the praise the entire hour. So, listen, join us on next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m., and we're going to be going forth even the more talking about supernatural power and just hearing what God has to say. Prophetess Jenkins, I love you. Bishop Getty, I love you. And to all of our listeners, I love you. And we'll be back with you again next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. Until then, God bless you and you have a wonderful afternoon.
Amen. Love you too, woman God.
Yes, thank you.
I bless you.